Good morning. Last week, we introduced the concept of toilin, that if you're selling something, in the Mishnah's case, you're selling a cow that is oimin l'charisha. So there, is, according to Beis Hillel, we can be toilin l'hako, we can be toilin that the person is buying it to shecht it, to eat it, where there's no iser, and it would be mutter. But if an iver applies only when it is clearly will be used for iser, ma'ishenkein, if there is a permitted use, which we can be toila, so there we will do so. The way the Ritva explained it is, lifneiver is only, midaraisa is only when it's going to be vada used for iser. When there's a suffix, then it is midaraisa, it is mutter, chazal asered it nevertheless. However, b'makom you can be toila it, as long as there is a chance it will be used leheter, that is okay. Now, as far as how likely it has to be, for the Mishnah it is mashma, that it's talking about a parah which is oimed l'charisha. Nevertheless, it is mutter according to Beis Hillel. It seems that you do not need roiv, even if there's a miut, as long as there is a plausible use laheter, it seems to be mutter. Mashenkein, if it is unreasonable, a tliya kolduhu, here we do not have a makar in the Mishnah that it is mutter. The next Mishnah says, in the way that mishum darkei shalom, a lady can lend a sifter to a neighbor who is chashud, and the way Tosis explains is that there is a tliya kolduhu. There is a possible use of heter that she can using the sifter not to sift flour but for money or to use it for other things. So there is a tliya kolduhu. It is a very unlikely tliya. We cannot be makel on that alone. However, when there's darkei shalom involved, when you're dealing with a neighbor who, if you don't lend her anything during Shemitah, it will cause friction. So mishum darkei shalom, there we can be makel by a tliya kolduhu. Now, some poskim argue and say that when you're dealing with lifnei iver d'oraisa, then you need ruba l'hetera. It has to be that the majority use is for heter. And to be toila l'hakol by a miut, that you can only do by misayeh d'rabbanon, or in a case of darkei shalom. But stam, in a regular case of lifnei iver, unless it's roiv l'hetera, there are some poskim that say you cannot be toila l'hakol. Now, as far as darkei shalom, the case of the Mishnah is you have two neighbors, and if a lady is not going to lend her neighbor, kalim, what she needs to bake or to cook, that will cause darkei shalom. So Tosfos, it's only when you're dealing with two neighbors with a relationship and one wants to lend to the other. Masha'enkein, if it's an issue of mekach u'memkar, you're selling something. If you choose not to sell something to someone who's choshed to do an avera, there Tosfos says there is no problem of darkei shalom. Other Rishonim, the Ramban and the Ritva argue. And they say, if you have a store and you sell it to anybody, you're open to the public, you try hanging up a sign, we sell to anybody except for conservative Jews. You can imagine that will not go over very, very well and will cause problems. And therefore, the Ramban and the Ritva both say that if someone has a store, someone has a chanus, and there darkei shalom applies even to mekach u'memkar, and you can be samech on a tliya kolduhu, even when you're selling it, because of the problem of darkei shalom. According to Taisus, it's only a tliya kolduhu. The Yushami says there's a tliya. Taisus explains it's a tliya kolduhu because without that, he holds darkei shalom. We were not matir misayaya. According to Rashi and according to Ramban, they do not say a word about tliya, and Bavli doesn't say tliya either. It's only in the Yerushalmi, and therefore, according to them, it would be a heter on its own. And Rashi is meduyik. The reason why we're matir on its own is because it's misayaya koydim zman yisurai. So those two together were matir mishum darkei shalom. Correct. But in any case of tliya, you don't have to ask. Lifnei iver l'siti michshol is putting a michshol. If someone comes in and there's a plausible use l'heter, again, different madregos, roiv, miut, but there's a use of heter, that's not called a michshol. Now, anything in life can be abused, but that's not called I put a michshol in front of him. So if you know, and this is a Mishnah Mefureshes, in any of these cases, the person says, I want to use it for iser, then you can't be toila. You put on notice it's going to be used for iser. But if they don't say, there's no chiyuv to ask, you have the right to be toila in l'hakol, and the issur doesn't apply because it's not called a michshol, because it's something which could be could go either way. You don't know for sure, but in the case of the Mishnah, at least according to Tosfos, it's a tliya kol dehu, because the only food that she has in their house is peirus shvius. That Tosfos says it's, and once that's true, the only way it will not be used for Isser is if she's using it for money or for flax or all sorts of things which are highly uncommon. And that's why, according to Tosfos, you cannot be tayel lahakol unless you have this svara of Dark Yishalom. So we have a tliya. We have, again, by Rubel Heter, you certainly can be Toyla when it's Roiv Le'Isser and Miyad Le'Heter. By Derabbanan, you could be Toyla. By Deraisa, it is a Machloikis. Mishum Darkei Shalom, there you find even a Tliya Koldehu, even a very far-fetched Tliya is enough to be Mekel. Now, there is another important limitation. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah and Daf Tezvav Amud Beis and Bavur, there are things that you're not allowed to sell to a goy. You are allowed to sell to a yid, you're not allowed to sell to a goy. The Gemara over there's maskana is to sell it to a yid who's chosher, to sell it to a goy is awesome. That's the Gemara's maskana. Frektosis, and the number of Yerushalayim. Why? Why can't we be Toyo Lahakal? This yid that bought it, maybe he'll sell it to a goy, maybe he'll sell it to a yid. Why can't we be tayel lahakol and say, mistama, or it's very definitely, it's possible he will sell it to a yid. So what's the problem? There's no lifnei iver, because we can be tayel, he will not sell it to a goy, it'll end up in a goy's hand. Zok Taisvis and the Rajma and a number of other Rishonim, you can't do a tli over here. Why? Because tayel lahakol means someone's buying a cow. Now, some people buy cows because they're hungry. Some people buy cows because they have a field to work. We don't know what this person is buying it for. But since if there's a tzad that he's buying it because he's hungry, the halach is tayel lahakol, we'd assume he wants it for heter, and that's okay. Zok Taisvis, someone who has a chanos, someone a businessman, sells it to whoever walks in the door first. He's not makbid to sell it to one person over another, but frat if he's a choshed. He's someone who he doesn't care. So Zok Taisvis and the Rajba, the din of tliya doesn't mean that if there's a chance the yisr won't happen, then there's no yisr lifnei iver. The din of tliya is if there's a chance that he's buying it specifically for a heter use, not because he's a tzaddik, but simply because he's hungry, that's not called a mechsha. On the other hand, if you're giving him something which he'll sell it to whoever comes in first, even though maybe it'll be a goy, maybe it'll be a yid, that it's going to be awesome. So it comes out according to this, the pshat in this heter is not sofik lifnei iver is mutter. Because in this case, maybe it'll end up here, maybe it'll be sold to a yid. It's a suffix. The point is that if there's a chance he's buying it to eat it, so then we can be it may not be a michshol, and it will be mutter. Because at the time that you're giving it to him, you're not giving him a michshol. That is fine. If it's a vaday michshol, it's something which he might use lehetzer, he might use leiser, just because he may end up being lucky, and a yid will walk in, and selling it to him will not be an iser, that is not a heter. It has to be that there's a tzad, he's buying it specifically for heter, then we have this concept of toilin, and in that case, it would be mutter. Now, this, I mean, I saw the Masham, we mentioned last week, it talks about renting an apartment to someone who's going to be Mechal Shabbos, and he wants to know whether that's a problem with Lifnei Iver or Misayeya. He goes through a number of svaras that we'll get to later. But one of the arguments that he says is perhaps it should be okay. Could be the Toyon Lahakol that between now and Shabbos, you know, renting to him on a Monday, he has a couple of days, maybe he'll die, maybe he'll do tshuva, maybe the Yisr will not be done. Now, I'm not sure how that stems with this Gemara. Because what we see from this Gemara, the fact that Yisr might be done is not enough. You need that perhaps he's buying it or taking it dafka for a heter dekayus. Mashenkin, if he's renting it, he's going to use it. His store is going to be open whenever. Tim, there's no difference between Shabbos and Chol. The fact that he might die beforehand, that might make it into a suffix, but I don't see why that's better than the case of the Gemara where you don't know who he'll sell it to. So a bit tzarachin in that svara, why that itself should be a reason lahakol. Yeah, the Igros Moshe says a tremendous chiddush. He has a case where you're selling something, where it's a bit different. You're selling something that will vadai be used leheter and leiser. You're selling someone a mechal shabbos a pot. He's definitely going to cook on Monday. He's definitely going to cook on Shabbos. And especially according to this Tosis, there's no difference to him because he's a Mechal Shabbos. So he'll use it for both. What is the halacha if there's a Hishtamshus of Heter and Hishtamshus of Israel? He'll use it for both. Not that he'll use it for one, we don't know which one. Yehovada use it for both. So the Gris Moshe suggests that in such a case where the primary Hishtamshus is Laheter, most of the days of the week are not Shabbos, there the Gris Moshe suggests perhaps the Isser Lifnei Iver will not apply. It's only called a Michshol when you're selling it Laheter, where either it's only used as Laheter or you, for whatever, you cannot be titled Lahakol, where Choshesh it will be, end up being used for Isser. But used for Isser, it's a Michshol. On the other hand, something which is used primarily Laheter, and it would be sold, it would be bought, even for the heter itself. The fact that it will also aga be used for iser, there Moshe says lifnei iver doesn't apply. That's not called a michshol, and he suggests that it will be mutter. It's true, but he said that it's a minority. It's only 1/7 of the week. And it's not the Iker. Ramesh's case is actually talking about someone who's renting, he has a few cases, but one of them is a caterer who he's making a whole chasana. Aga, there'll be mixed dancing. So it's an Isser will be done, but that's not the primary tachlis of the chasana. So that's one case where he says there's Isser being done, but it's not the primary use. You know, he has other cases, you're renting a house. You're there to living in a house is not awesome. The problem is that you're living in a house on Shabbos, so you'll turn on the hot water. So a malacha will be done, but that's not the focus of what's going on over here. So there Rav Moshe suggests that it will be mutter. Now Rav Moshe himself is mesopek, he has a number of tshuvos. He ends up, halacha l'maisa, in a case of lifnei iver d'oraisa, where it's trei aver denara, he is not soymuch on it l'chachila. He says if someone is soymuch, you don't have to be moicha, because there is a svara, but he's not soymuch l'chachila. In a case of Misayeya, where it's only a Shaila of a Durabanon, there he says, Mamakum Hefsimaruba, a person of Vetis Parnasa, a person could be Mekel. Again, it's a Chiddush. There are a lot of kashas on it from the Sugyas. It's a little bit hard to understand, but this is the Hachra of the Igros Moshe. Now, with all of these the cases of Toilin, where it might be used Laisser, it might be used Laheter. So we said over from the Rajba. The Rajba holds that you can only be toiler when you have a reason to do so. All things being equal, if there's no reason to be nichnas into the question, into the suffix, you stay away. It's only when either there's dark yeshalim, or if you're selling something, that's your parnasto, so then there's a reason, there's a hanah that you have involved, then you can do it as long as there's mokin to be toiler in the hakel. If there's no reason for it, and you're stam to be makel with toiler, there the Rajba says a person should not do. So, the next question that we have is, how far does Misayeya go? We discussed by Richo, so Lifnei Iver is only when it's Trei Aver Dinara. If you don't help the person out, the Isser will not get done. By your involvement, you are enabling the Isser. That is a question of Lifnei Iver Doraisa. Mashenke Bechad Aver Dinara, where even if you're not needed, if you say no, you refuse to get involved, the Isser will still take place. The Nazir can take the bottle of wine himself. So if you say, no, I'm not passing to you, he'll get it. The Isser will happen anyway. So they're helping the person out, being Misayeya. That is also Durabanon, according to most Paiskim. And we mentioned there are a number of kulos by Misayeya. How far does it go? Does it have to be a material Misayeya? Where do we draw the line? So the Minchas Shleimai and the Meshiv Dover both have say the following Kiddush. Their case is, the Meshiv Dover's case is, there was someone who was not makbid on kashrus. That person sent their worker, their employee, to go pick up some food or some yayin, it was a question of yayin, that will become yayin nesek, whatever the case was. The first person, this Mishares, this Eved, comes into the store and wants to buy it. Now, on one hand, if they either it's not, because you can go down the block and buy it somewhere else, the person will end up being over the Isser. The problem is Misayeya. You're giving this food that Lamaisa, you're helping them out. Zakti Meshiv Dover. In this case, the fellow's supper was scheduled for 6 o'clock. This Eved that knocks on the door at 4 o'clock wants to buy food from you. If you say no, what's going to happen? He's going to go next door and buy the food and deliver 6 o'clock when the person comes to do the Avera. There's going to be food in front of him regardless. In that case, that's not even called Misayaya. When the Nozer says, can you pass me the bottle of wine, and you pass it to him, so if you say no, he has to get up, he has to walk across, so he'll do it. It'll take a little more time, there'll be a little bit more terechah, it'll be more difficult for him. So although it'll get done, that's called Misayaya. You're helping out. Masha'egen, if he's sending his Masharis to go pick it up, it makes absolutely no difference to the person doing the Avera. Whether the Masharis buys it from your store or the next store, that's not called a siyur, the fact that you're handing it to him. Since he will vaday get it anyway, he will not have to do any more tircha, any more difficult. There the Meshav Dover says that would not be Masayaya.
The fact that it's sooner or later, that's something...
Yes, that's enough.
If because the Nozer says, I want a bottle of wine because I want it at 6 o'clock tonight, then it would be a problem. Because
if you're making it easier for him, if he's going out and you're making it easier for him, you're handing it to him, and if you don't give it to him, he's going to have to go around down the block and get it. That's a problem. On the other hand, if he has his Eved going around, it makes no difference to the Balavera, there the Meshav Dover says there's no Masayaya. In a similar case, Mecha Shleimah has a case where a person had the Yayin already. He had Yayin, which is Aser. And based on, I'm sure you want to swap it with him. Here, give me that. I'll give you a different one. And there's some Tayelas for you. So there, he's holding the wine. He can drink it. You're just switching one wine for the next. There, the Mecha Shleimah says, that is not even called Misayaya. You're not doing anything. You're not making any easier for him. And there, he says, the Isser Misayaya will not apply. And that being said, the Mishnah Mefureshes, that if you see someone doing an Avera, you cannot be mechazik him, even just giving him a bracha, or giving him a verbal chizuk, that is called machzike yedei over Avera, and that's awesome. So on one hand, we have the Mincha Shleimah, the Meshav Dover saying swapping it where there's no difference is okay. On the other hand, you see a person doing an Avera, and you verbally give him encouragement or chizuk, that's Misayeh, and that would be awesome. So the difference is, first of all, verbal chizuk is at least there's a certain amount of chizuk. In Cain, in the Meshav Dover case, and in Mecha Shleimah's case, there's no difference. Whether the Bishar buys from here or there, that's not called a seyua. On the other hand, making the person feel good, and especially giving him a bracha while he's doing an iser, that's called a seyua. That's called helping him, and that would be aser. Top of that, there probably also is a difference between the Koyden Zman Yisuri and the actual Zman Yisuri. When you're giving him the wine before the fact, the Eved's walking around, he's not eating it until later. So that's a Misayaya Kodim Zman Yisuri. That is much more makel. And there, if there's no practical difference, so there we're saying that's not called a Siyuwa, you're not making it easier for him, that's okay. On the other hand, while he's actually doing the Avera, via already any involvement is more suspect, any involvement is called a Siyuwa, and there it's going to be a lot more Chamer. Correct. The case over there is he's doing the Avera, he's plowing his field, and you say Achzuki, you give him a verbal pat on the back, and that's called being Mechazikim. Now, the Rashi says because it'll in the future, he'll be quicker to do Averas because people are Mechazikim. I don't think you need that when I say Achzuki. Right. Okay. Otherwise, it's. So I don't think you need, Rashi needs, means that when you say Achzuke, where Chodesh is going to plow more. It just means in a global sense. When you're Mechazik people who are doing Averis. Yeah, but again, I don't think there has to be a direct linkage. Or you can say that, by me saying, Achzuke, he will do another Averis tomorrow. You need the global. The fact that if people are Mechazik and go ahead and treat these people like nothing happened, then it will be easier in the aggregate for more Averis to be done. There was a Maisa, I forgot who was with. Rav was walking down the street and he sees a Yid, Nebuch, sitting there in a restaurant eating a cheeseburger. So he goes over to him and says, hearty appetite. So he turned to him, Rebbe, you know what I'm eating? This is a cheeseburger. And there's a halach mufereshes. Now we're not allowed to say avzuke. He says, yeah. But he says, halach is like this. We know a person who does an aveira, there's something called a mumr l'teyav and a mumr l'hachas. Someone who is, there's isser and heter in front of him, and he decides he's shavik eteir of achil yisur, that's called a mumr l'hachas. He has no benefit from the aveira, and he's called a mumr, he's a mumr for many in many in Yonim. Mashenkein, a mumr l'teyavoin. Pashut, he's hungry, he's a bal taiva, he can't control himself. So it's a bal aveira, but it's less chomer. So what he says, what I wanted to make sure is that if you're going ahead and doing the yisr, you're a mumr, I want to make sure you're a mumr l'teyavoin, not a mumr l'hachas. If you're doing it because you bedavka have this taiva for this cheeseburger, okay, it's a mermelutei oven. It's a much less chomer than doing it for no reason. You're not hungry. You're stam going ahead, and you're going ahead, and you're doing the yeser. Now, the Gris Moshe has a case. He has an example of there was a shul that had changed their policy. Not clear what it was, whether they had become conservative or whether what they were doing with their mechitza. But anyway, what they did is, because there were members of the old guard who were makbid, they wanted to have a minyan with a good mechitza and everything done on kahalacha. So they offered, I'll tell you what, you know, we're changing the policy in the main minyan, but we'll set aside a room for you on the side, and you'll have your own minyan. It'll be run kahalacha, and everything will be happy. Everything will be wonderful. Zog Gris Moshe, it's aser to daven there, because he says by coming in, by being part of this shul, being marzike yedei forever. So even if you're not paying any membership dues, the very fact that the frum people, it's all everyone's together under one roof, that is a chizuk for them. And he says, it's also, you should go ahead, find yourself another shul. You can't daven in this separate room, even though there's no financial support, and even though you have the right to it, but nevertheless, it's a level of chizuk, and it'll be aser. Yeah, maybe. Now, talking about the Kosel controversy, so when I was looking for examples of Mar Mekaymus about this, so I did an Oitzer HaChochma search on this Machzik Yedei Oivrei Avera. So what seems is that the most common application of this halacha is the various tshuvos or writings from the Neturei Karta railing against the factions that have take part with the Israeli government. So they shall sue this halacha. That they argue, they may take the position that by being part of it, taking money from them, giving them kavod, you're giving them a legitimacy. And therefore, they argue that this is a classic case of machzik yedei oivrei avera. I say, but the one of the arguments they make is that they give, there's a lot of financial support. And this money we're entitled to. It's coming from our taxes. So we're simply taking back, we're rescuing what's due to us. So there they stelled su tesefta in the end of Perek Beis of Kalayim, and this truva was extreme enough. I checked up the tesefta, and it actually does exist. But it's talking about, it says that if a person is mekayim kalayim b'toich beisai, so the kohanim it's also for a kohen to go into the field to take the truma, even though the truma belongs to the tzmam hashevet, belongs to the kohen. Nevertheless, since in this field is machzik the klayim in the field, you're not taking the klayim for truma, but nevertheless, going into the field and taking the truma from that field implies that you're okay with the avira taking place, and therefore, the tesefta says it's also to do that. They just stayed away from the field, so not even to give the appearance of being machzik yedei over avira. Now again, which case you do want to apply it to, which case you don't want to apply it to, that I leave to the Olam. Now the truth is, in that case, when you're selling it, there's a truth from Rabbi Elazar Mizrahi. It's a tremendous kula. It's what he says is like this. He says the din misayeh you find in the case of the Mishnah is you're lending something to your neighbor, so your item that you own is going to be used for issa. So that's misayaya, yes, darke shalom, not darke shalom, sometimes it'll be also tom, sometimes it'll be mutter. However, in a case where you're selling it, it's no longer yours, here Rabbi Elazar Mizrahi says there's no isra misayaya. Because when it'll be used for the isra, it's no longer yours anymore. It's not your thing. So it's true, if you wouldn't have sold it, maybe they wouldn't be able to do the isra. So when it's lifnei iver deraisa is not going to help you for it. However, the gezeir of misayeya derabanan, that's only when it's your asset is being used directly for the yeser. Masha'in kain, if it's not being used directly, there you're selling it, it's no longer yours. There are places that say, but when you're dealing with misayeya derabanan, that would be mutter.
Does that mean you sell now, a bread to a man from God, Erev Pesach, because it's his bread now?
When it's lifnei iver derabanan, it would be yeser. By misayeya, it would be mutter according to this cheshbon. Now, the truth is, in the Ramo is pretty much mavur, not like this. Ramo has his case is selling something to a goy that will be used for avodah zarah, and the Ramo is mechalik between if he can get it somewhere else. Sorry, if he can't get it, it's lifnei iver derayis, it'll definitely be asa. If he could get it somewhere else, then it's a question of misayaya, and it's a machlokes. So it's mavur, even though you're selling it to him, and he can get it somewhere else, so we're dealing with this. So the Rabbanon, nevertheless, the Ramah says that that will be awesome. So Nikar Hadin to say that its motor is very difficult. We have a commander Ramah Mefuresh that it's awesome. However, this is another tziruf that can be used lahakel if you have other if there are other potential tzirufim. Rishon Zalman grads mitzad his matmiya. He wants to know why there should be a heter, because he says that case is worse. He says all the cases misayaya and toilin are all cases where you're not giving the actual cheftza shalissa. That's why he says yayin might be worse to a nazir even though he may not drink it, because that's the chavitz itself, as opposed to a plow. Plow is not a chavitz shalissa; it just might be used for an esser. So Rishon Zalman says his matmiya. He wants to know how you can sell chametz to a fryer before Pesach, and he blibes. Now I understand, but he blibes Tzarchi and he says all of these chesboinos, he's not so sure that they would apply because you're dealing with the actual chevetz shalesser. Again, as we'll get to, in most cases it will be only a question of misayaya, because they can get the bread somewhere else. Once it's misayaya and it's selling it, you have and you add in a little bit of darkei sholem, if you start not selling to fry them any chametz 30 days before Pesach, you will have a number of tzurufim. So we'll get to some practical cases either at the end of this year or next week. So this is all we see. The concept of Misayaya is fairly broad. Even a verbal chizuk, at least while he's doing the yisr, is going to be asr. Masha'enkein, if it makes absolutely no difference, there the Mechashleim and the Meshav Dover say, at least in a case where it's beforehand, they say that that would be okay. Now, we do find this svara in a number of cases. And there's, for example, the Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein has a case where someone went to an army base in Rosh Hashanah in order to blow shofar. Now the problem is, when he approached the army base, so there was an electric gate. So although there was a door to go in on the side, which is what he planned on doing, the fellow in charge, who was didn't know any better, would press the button and be mechalal yontiv in order to open the gate. And the question is it kedai to go in order to blow shofar? Or do we say no? You're being goyrim in iser happening. And since you're being goyrim and iser, the lifnei iver, misayaya, perhaps, adrabi, you can't be goyrim and iser in order to be mezakeh other people with the mitzvah of tikiya shayfer. So here, Yubiskul Zilberstein says that this is even less than lifnei iver or misayaya. Lifnei iver and misayaya were all cases where you helped a person do an iser. You gave him the chevet shal iser, you lent him the tools that he needs in order to do the iser. You're helping him, you're mechazik him, you did something to help him. In this case, you're walking towards the base. There's a door on the side. You're not enabling him to press the button. You're not asking him to press the button. You don't even want him to press the button. He's doing it on his own. That, he says, is not called lifnei iver. That's not called misayaya. That's just called you being goyrim and iser. Now, to be goyrim yisurim is not a good thing. Why should you be goyrim other people to do an iser? On the other hand, if there's a tachlis, if there are people who in the base that want to hear tekiyat shofar, they want to do a mitzvah, you don't have to stay away and not do a mitzvah or not do something that should be done because someone else will end up begroma b'mechal shabbos. That's not lifnei iver, that's not misayaya, and that's not something that you have to take into account into the cheshbon. The truth is, Rav Moshe has a tshuva where he seems to be hold not like this. His case was people wanted to make a minion, and the place where they found the minion was owned by a friar lady, and they knew if they would daven there on Friday night when everyone left, she would turn off the lights. So there, the Rav Moshe writes, there is a problem of lifnei iver misayaya, and he says it's better not to daven betzibur than to go daven betzibur when you know you're going to be goyrim this lady to turn off the lights when you're gone. So Rav Moshe seems to have a broader definition of lifnei iver / misayaya, since without your action it will not happen, and because of what you're doing that's being goyrim the yisr, Rav Moshe seems to hold that that would be included in the yisr, and you would and you'd have a chiyuv to stay away from it. Oh no, yeah, he could get in without them opening the gate, right? There was a door that could be opened, but he sees a rav coming, have covered for the rabbi. You open the big gate and let him walk in. Don't force him through the little door on the side. Now there's a fascinating discussion about a moyo. If a moyo is asked to do a milah on Shabbos, but the father of the family is not from, now the milah on Shabbos it's fine. But the problem is that if you have the bris on Shabbos, people are going to drive to the bris. There'll be a photographer. There'll be all sorts of melachos that are going to take place because of the bris milah. So the Shevet HaLevi paskins, you shouldn't do the bris. Push it off till Sunday. He says, first of all, you have to be very careful. Very often when these people schedule a bris for Shabbos, really the child was born on a Tuesday, but Saturday everyone's off for work, so it's a convenient time to have a bris. You have to make sure it's bismana, because if it's not bismana, you certainly can't do a bris on Shabbos. But even if you're mevar that it's bismana, since you know by doing this bris you're going to be goyrim chil Shabbos, he says that's aser and you shouldn't do it. The Lahiris Nasan argues, Nechas Yitzchak and they are both, and they say no. This bris has to be, there's a chiv on the parents to do the bris. They're asking you, a frum moil, to do the bris milah. You're going to do a bihidura. You'll have some friends or neighbors who will now go ahead and drive or take pictures of the bimu chal Shabbos. That's not lifnei either. You're not the one that's directly doing it. You're just a moil doing the bris. So in that case, that's not called misayeya. That's not called lifnei either. All of those isurim are just incidental to what you're involved with. And there, the frat where it's a dvar mitzvah, Minchas Yitzchak says that you should do it. He says you should warn them when you take the job. You should tell them you're going to take it, but you want to make sure, you should tell everyone should know not to be mechal Shabbos, not to drive, and either they will listen or they won't. You should do what you can, but not to do a bris the hiduroi, the frat where the result will be is that if from people will not do the bris, they'll end up having someone. The child Nebuch won't have a kasher of bris. There he says, Adrabah, you should do it. And the incidental chil Shabbos, that's not called lefneiver. That's not called mitzayaya. Again, the similar argument. This is just a gram. This is just and this is too indirect. And it's not your achrayas. The Minchas Gitzchak was also an Eretz Yisrael, so it's hard to say that's a chiluk. Now, exactly what his cheshbon is. You know, or what he assumed would happen if people said no, I'm not sure. But I think his point was that you don't. There is a concept of halitel l'rosh v'yomus, which okay, well, it's really. I guess we'll talk about that primarily next week. But the Gemara in Bava Kamma has a case. The Gemara says that if you have peiros that are also to eat, it's arlot, not a revoy, whatever it may be. So the halacha is you mark it off that people who come into the field should know this is us or don't eat it. Zok the Gemara, you only mark it off on Shemitah. Because on Shemitah, everything is hefker. People, you're allowed to go into anyone's field and eat what you want. So there, we have to prevent people from doing lafrushim yisura. We have to let people know this you could eat, this you can't eat, and that's what has to be done. However, Zok the Gemara during the rest of the time where it's not Shemitah, there you don't mark it off. There are ganovim. There are people who walk into people's fields. They get hungry. They take an apple. There we say halitel l'rosha v'yomus. If someone's going ahead and doing something shaloi kedin, he's stealing fruits. I don't have to worry that besides being a ganev, I'll also be over this of netar revoy or arla. Halitel l'rosha v'yomus. You want to do averus? You're right. You may end up being over bigger isurim. You'll end up getting yourself into trouble. I don't have to do something to prevent a bal avera from being nichshal more than he's trying to do. It's only by Shemitah, where that person's acting kedin, there I have an achrayis. If the person's trying to be erlich, he's eating fruits that he thinks are hefker, I have to warn him, this is a problem. But if he knows he's stealing, I don't have to worry about what the consequences are. So we find this svara in many cases, where people are doing something shalei kedin, I don't necessarily have to get involved to prevent them from being over more yisurim, because halitei l'rosha v'yomus. Now how far that goes is something that we'll, Mitzvah Hashem, discuss next week.